Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A little bit of breaking news here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. This, according to Woj of ESPN, sources in calls to front office say Houston GM Daryl Morey is showing an aggressive desire to improve the roster with all players and picks available in talks. Hard to imagine James Harden scenario, but the rest under contract. Perhaps even Chris Paul could be moved in the right deal. I'm not even going to sit here and try to pretend that I know a situation where trading Chris Paul makes sense. As bad as his contract is, you're going to have to take on other bad contracts to move him.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. I can't even humor the possibilities here as to what would happen with this Chris Paul thing. So I'm not going to waste too much time even doing it. But I will say this. The one thing we do know, what a disaster that trade was. What a disaster it was to give him that contract. And I don't think you can separate the two. It's cool that you got close to Golden State 2 years ago, but there's already reports of him and James Harden clashing, and you're locked up with a guy making max money at the age of 34. It's safe to say that based on these reports and based on what our eyes have told us, and based on what we know the results were the last 2 years, what a terrible trade that was. What a waste of assets and what a waste of time. I would personally rather just run it back with Chris Paul and keep my fingers crossed that Kevin Durant leaves Golden State and it's a little bit more wide open. But my goodness, what a total disaster.
I don't know if I agree with that only because, okay, well, first of all, I mean, yes, technically they brought Chris Paul in, and I've said this on these airwaves, to win a championship. So hence, they didn't win a championship with him. So by definition, it was a bad trade, right? Because you were at the conference finals with just James Harden and other parts, right? So you brought in Chris Paul to win a championship. You got close. His hamstring popped. You didn't win a championship. So technically, it was a bad deal. I feel it was a good deal in the sense that that was as good as you got. You were as close as you could get. Without that injury, and I know it's a big if, and I'm not a big ifs guy, but without that injury, you maybe win a championship. But like you said, yeah, technically you're right. It didn't happen, so you know, it wasn't a good deal. It's a horrible deal now. I mean, because his skills deteriorated so much this past year, and it only figures to deteriorate more. And you're paying him, and I just tweeted this, you have to get somebody to pick up about $125 million for the next 3 years on an aging, deteriorating player. Who's going to do that? I'm not saying it's impossible, but who's going to do that?
You're not. I mean, it's hard to imagine that you're even going to get equal value. But this is the other thing, John. Like, yeah, Chris Paul got him close to a championship. That's great. But look at some of the other players that have been moved since. Paul George has been moved. Kawhi Leonard has been moved. Anthony Davis, by many accounts, has been on the market. Like, there's been a lot of guys available that maybe you could have gotten instead that weren't 34 years old, that didn't play pretty much the same position that your franchise player plays.
Yeah.
So I get that, yeah, you went all in, but you could have gone all in on somebody else that would maybe, you know, at least make some sense in the next few years to have on your roster. So I get what you're saying, but to me, with all the other guys that were available, it just seems like, you know, you kind of went all in. You had an experiment. The experiment's
already
gone wrong.
You got close, man. You got close.
Situation. Well, but also, I don't know that the window, like, if Durant leaves now and Durant's not a Warrior anymore, was it really worth throwing all your chips on the table that soon and going all in on this? Especially assuming the fact that it's not going to be the same Warriors team, and they're going to have to make a lot of decisions as well. So if Durant does leave this year, doesn't that kind of make going all in and being that aggressive a little bit, I don't want to say silly, but it makes it even more of a questionable move?
Well, and here's the other thing. Yeah, these NBA general managers, they don't live in a bubble. They know what I just asked you during the break. I just asked Landry during the break, has Chris Paul ever left a situation without being a disruptive force on good terms?
Not the Clippers for sure.
Not the Pelicans.
Yeah, I don't know. I know he almost got traded to the Lakers or the Pelicans. I'm not sure. This one happened.
Chris Paul will not leave here on good terms because he's been a divisive character in this locker room
with James Harden. Yeah. And that wasn't just a game six thing. I'm telling you, I promise you. Just stay tuned. You'll hear more about this Chris Paul James Harden thing. I can promise you, Figgy. I got you. The month of June, you will hear more about this Chris Paul James Harden thing. That's a promise here, right here on In the Loop, 10:43 on May the 29th. So you can go ahead and mark that. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I can promise you, this is just the beginning. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, Sports Radio 610. I guess the good news, if you're talking about good news for Daryl Morey amidst all this drama with Chris Paul, and he's been tweeting it out over and over again, the Rockets have gotten closer than everyone else in regards to the Warriors, including the Lakers. So it could be worse. At least the Rockets aren't the Lakers if you want to feel better. I'm developing that Daryl Morey mindset, John Lopez.
I guess.
Because Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka, he's had some drama with Magic Johnson. We're not going to get into that drama because quite frankly, this is Houston. This isn't First Take. We're not obligated to talk about the Lakers, so I really couldn't care less about a team that didn't even make the playoffs. Yeah, I don't have like the Lakers Knicks on my run sheet. It's not something that I really have to get into.
I'm not going to be here.
You ain't there, Magic. You definitely ain't there. But Rob Pelinka, the GM, he told probably the most fascinating lie I've seen in a long time. And
it was complex.
The OG is not opposed to lying. I say if you're going to lie, at least lie to me with a purpose. Have a payoff, because that's one of my life questions. Have a payoff. Rob Pelinka, they held a Lakers Genius Series in which all the players were in the stands. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was there. And Rob Pelinka, who's been accused of lying in the past, he was Kobe Bryant's agent for almost two decades. Rob Pelinka told this story that has since been proven to be a total lie,
yep,
courtesy of CBS2 in Los Angeles, and anyone with common sense. Here's Rob Pelinka at the Lakers Genius Series telling the biggest damn lie you will ever hear right here on Sports Radio 610.
I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden. And he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger, because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role. And Kobe used some of that in his game.
Great.
Against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying?
All right, let me just tell you this right now. Yeah, Heath Ledger died 6 months before that movie came out. This isn't like an alleged lie. This has been completely shut down. And I got to ask you, OG John Lopez, what kind of sociopath makes up a lie like this? And what kind of moron that's been alive the last three decades didn't know Heath Ledger died before The Dark Knight? I haven't even seen the movie and I knew that.
He's a sociopath. I mean, you used the exact right word. Just trying to make himself look better or smarter or the insecurities or whatever. Who didn't know that Heath Ledger died before that movie?
The payoff for him getting so into the character was that he killed himself, some people said, because of it.
Yeah,
that's
he was
the
so
whole story.
Into, yeah, exactly.
Bro,
so you want Kobe to go like Heath Ledger did?
Like, what was Kobe thinking when he saw this?
It was...
I mean, dude, like, you set him nothing up about dinner that was, with Heath Ledger?
Nothing about that was close to being true. It was... What are you doing? I totally believe Magic now, just based on that. Just based on that.
No, I think he should be fired.
Yeah.
I'm not trying. I'm serious. Like, if you're going to go up there and you're going to lie like that to a group of men, given your track record and everything like that, like, given, like, your reputation, I think this is a fireable offense. I think if he's going to tell this type of lie with zero payoff, then I honestly think this is somewhat of a fireable offense, John.
Well, and you said a second ago that I was for lying, and I'm not. I'm absolutely against lying. But I did say there is one lie that everybody has to tell when they're getting a new job.
Really?
There is.
Are you sure about this?
There's one lie. And I also want to know, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. And this is also based in part on what The Cleveland Browns wide receiver, Damon Sheehy Giuseppe, his story is a good kind of a lie. That's a bad lie, Pelinka. The other good kind of lie in the news today is Shihi Giuseppe, 24 years old, has not played football since 2016. Really, really fast dude, apparently. So he went to the Cleveland Browns tryout, and the guys were there, like, okay, looking at his resume and like, well, why are you here? He goes, oh, I'm really, really good friends with Alonzo Highsmith. He's right over there. He invited me. He said he wanted to get a good look at me at the camp. Then he ran over toward Alonzo Highsmith before anybody could ask Alonzo, and hugged him and dabbed him up and said, hey, man, yeah, I'm Shihi Giuseppe, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, okay, whatever. So he goes, I'll be here at the tryout. And they let him try out. And he made the, well, he made the training camp roster. You know, he made the training. So he's going to try out with the Cleveland Browns, this dude, based on lying.
And he didn't really know Alonzo?
No, hadn't just met him there, but acted like he knew him. So, okay, I'm going to tell you a lie that everybody needs to tell.
Okay, so his lying paid off.
And what's the biggest lie you've ever told for the sake of trying to get a job? Here's the lie that everybody needs to tell when you're trying to get a new job, okay? Oh,
gosh. Don't listen to this, people.
Tell me
kids,
a story, OG.
Kids, I know you're out of school. Don't listen to this. Don't listen to this man encouraging you to lie.
Now,
kids.
Maybe it's different now. I haven't looked for a job in a long time. But when your new potential boss or bosses ask you what you made at your previous employment, add about $5,000 or $10,000.
Nah, they're going to check on that.
They
bro.
Don't check on it. They don't do not check on it. Unless, like think about, unless it's a sister company. Like, unless it's a transfer within the parent company, I should say. But if you're going from one company to another, they might, what boss is going to call another boss and say, I'm trying to hire your guy. How much money did he make? Well, even that guy might lie to try to keep you from hiring him. You know what I mean? So whenever they try to ask you, whenever they ask you, if it's, unless it's under the same umbrella, just add a little bit to your previous salary.
You're insane.
I'm not insane. Well, if I am insane, it's worked. Okay? If I am insane, it's worked like a charm for me a couple of times.
When's the last time you applied for a job, John?
The last time I applied for a job was 1984.
Okay. So let's put it this way. You haven't applied for a job in 35 years, and you're sitting here telling people what they should do?
But I've been offered jobs in between there. Like, I went from Bryan College Station to San Antonio to Houston to another newspaper to radio to another radio station. And every time that someone has asked me to interview for a job, I might have added a little bit here and there on the previous.
Dude.
Can't that bet fire, though?
If it's under the same parent.
Yeah, if you get caught lying.
Yeah.
If you add them a couple zeros, can't they be like, oh, that's too much? That's all right.
Yeah, but if they really want you, 5,000 ain't gonna do squat. They're gonna hire you. So you have to know that they want you. And that they want you, you can add maybe $5,000 and you're gonna get that $8,000 rather than a $3,000. Dude, I'm not talking out of my, you know what? It's worked for me.
I know, but I'm just saying. It's
at every stop.
I just feel like times have changed a little bit. I feel like background checks are a little more extensive now.
Yeah, but if you go from like one intercom station to another intercom station, well, then they do work together. You know what I mean? But like from one company to a rival company, your previous boss isn't going to go, oh, yeah, he made $38,000. Hell no. He's going to say he made $68,000.
You are such a bad influence, man. See, oh, that's the dirty OG John Lopez. I'm Landry Locker, Figgy Fig, keeping us on the air.
So what's
the
biggest lie you've made to get a job? A lot of people lie on resume.
Lied.
I've never lied on a resume.
I haven't lied.
Seriously?
On a resume? No.
Resumes, they check those, man.
To get a job, no.
Yeah, they check those.
But I haven't lied to get a job.
Salary is a different thing. Resumes don't ever lie.
I have not lied to get a job.
No, I haven't either. I let a lie happen.
What?
This was 1989 when I was up for the first, when I was moving to Houston, when they were trying to hire me at the Chronicle. I'd won this big award in San Antonio, a writing award, and I was at this reception and San Antonio was trying to hire me at the same time. And this was really made my career. Talk about life moments. The Miami Herald was trying to hire me at the exact same time the Houston Chronicle was trying to hire me. So the Miami Herald was already trying to bring me down there. And so I was at this reception with the sports editor, the managing editor, and the executive editor of the Houston Chronicle, R.I.P. Jack Loftus. I never told him this story before he died. But I won this award in San Antonio, and I also and I was still pretty young, so I won this award as a top three. What did they call it at A&M? It was an honors graduate. I was like a honors graduate from the journalism school at A&M. It wasn't like any big deal, but I was one of three guys that got this award. So I told the sports editor that he asked me about this award I won in journalism school at A&M. I said, yeah, I got the distinguished graduate. That's what it was. I got the distinguished graduate award, and there's only three of them that they give out every year. Well, he told the managing editor over the course of the evening that I graduated with honors. Well, I didn't graduate with honors. I had a 2.9 GPA. I just got the Distinguished Graduate Award. But I didn't tell him that I didn't graduate with honors. So by the time Jack Loftus showed up and they were talking about me, and he said he graduated summa cum laude. In other words, at the top of my class in the entire liberal arts department. So I went from getting one of three journalism department awards to being like the smartest guy in liberal arts.
When you just let them run with that?
Yeah, I just let them run with it. It was their fault.
If they would have checked you, you wouldn't be here today, sir.
I never said I was summa cum laude. I never did say I graduated with honors. I said I won the Distinguished Graduate Award. They kind of turned it into a game of telephone.
You are dirty.
And by the time it got to the big cheese, he thought I was freaking, you know, Bill Gates.
You are a dirty OG.
I did not say that.
You are a dirty OG. Hot take Stacy, what's up?
Actually, Landry Lopez is right. You cannot ask a previous employer anything other than verifying employment.
Thank you, Stacy.
Oh, okay.
Just add like 4,000 or 5,000, man.
Yeah, you can't even ask if the employee was fired. You can't ask anything. All you can say is, I'm calling to verify employment of whoever. And they say yes or no. They cannot disclose any other information either.
Exactly.
Okay, all right, I'm sure.
And background checks don't show that either. All a background check is going to show is basically what a police officer would see.
And Stacy, my son actually just texted me one thing that they also cannot share, because he was basically texting me what you just said. They can't share how many vacation days. They can't share how many vacation days you had at the previous employment. God.
Those Lopez's are dirty. Those Lopez's are dirty. We already got the Sun playing the
it
game.
It works,
too.
Man.
Already got the.
We're playing within right the rules.
You might have been right on this one.
We're playing within the rules.
Chalk one down to John, the OG John.
Let me
Lopez
go down the hall and try
again.
It out.
Figgy, hey, yeah.
Go ahead, Figgy.
Well, like in about a half hour, we're going to be like, whatever happened to Figgy? Where is he?
Figgy graduated from Ohio State University, 3.5 GPA. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Stanford Rout, he's coming in an hour earlier today because the Texans are on the practice field, and we're going to hear from them in the noon hour. We're going to ask Stanford about the roles women can play in an athlete's lives, from the boppers to the guys that are wifed up, and we're also going to ask him what to look for today as phase three continues. Keep it locked. Stanford Rout in the building next.
Not DB, a corner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.